The Western Sydney Wanderers will take on Al Hilal this weekend. It's going to be the 25th of October, so that's the Saturday, and this is the first leg of the grand final in the 2014 AFC, the Asian Championships League. And a man who's going to be very important is defender Nikolai Topostanley joins us now. Nikolai, good morning, mate.
Thanks for having me.
The form is probably a little bit wayward at the moment, but I'm sure the focus this weekend won't change from the previous encounter.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's been a frustrating couple of weeks for us, but you know we're on to a different competition now, so we've got to focus on that different type of opponent, different game to be played. So, we'll be fine. You know, we've got a good, tremendous self belief. Within our group, so we'll bounce back.
Nikolai, can you give us a little bit of an insight into the difference between the style of the A League and the style of the Asian Champions League?
Well, you know, I think Australian football is a bit more physical. It's a bit more up-tempo.
Right.
Whereas, you know, there's subtle differences throughout Asia, but, you know, it's a bit more, you know, I wouldn't call it cheating, but, you know, bending the rules, you know, is kind of, normal place, and it's kind of considered, yeah, it's a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, they slow the play down where they can, and a lot of that has to do with the conditions that they play in. You know, they want to slow it down.
Right.
As soon as they go up a goal, you know, they want to take the momentum out of whatever, right, you know, out of the opponent.
So as a back, as a defender, you're actually probably, there's more chances being created probably in the A-League. Would that be fair enough? You're sort of a bit busier?
You might have a little bit more to do and it might come a bit more thick and fast, yeah. But, you know, you still have to be completely on your toes. You know,
sure.
Technically, you know, Asian football is right up there with the best, and they've got some very, very good players that can hurt you. So, you know, you have to be well on your toes and all the time.
Great to see it's out at Parramatta Stadium as well, Pirtek Stadium, mate. Yeah. There was a chance it was going to Allianz, which would have been. It's a great stadium, don't get me wrong, but at least you've got that absolute home ground advantage.
Yeah, definitely. We're very happy, you know, to be playing at our home ground, which we feel like it's a fortress. And, you know, it's good for our fans that they can get there and feel like home. So, yeah, we're very pleased with that.
Okay, mate, this comes Paul from Went. He's a big fan of the Wanderers. He says, can you ask Topper if Spira, Tommy and Rukavica are playing this weekend, please?
Oh, look, I don't know. That's not up to me. That's up to the boss. But I'm sure, you know, if they're fit and, you know, and they train this week, you know, they'll be in for a chance. And who wouldn't want to play in a Champions League final?
Sure, sure.
And I imagine, mate, I know you're saying it's a different style against these guys, but you were 2-0 up against FC and then unfortunately lost 3-2. I mean, there's got to be something general that needs fixing up as well.
I mean, yeah, we feel like we've been quite soft over the last couple of games, and that, you know, that's, which is uncharacteristic for us. You know, we're normally on the ball with, and, you know, quite hard to beat.
Yes.
But, you know, as you said, it's only two games. It doesn't define you. So, you know, we've got belief in ourselves and within the group that, you know, we're much better than that. And, you know, we'll just have to go out there and prove it.
And, Nikolai, terrific to see you. I think you're up to 3 caps now for the Socceroos. So you had that experience over there in the UAE. Then you had to fly directly back. So it's been a busy time for you. What was it like? Was it a worthwhile experience?
Yeah, I mean, it was great to be involved first and foremost after, you know, a number of years out.
Sure.
It's a great honour. It's the greatest honour for footballers to, you know, represent your country. So I was very pleased to get the opportunity to do that. Obviously, the result wasn't the greatest. But, yeah, it was a good experience to get over there and get amongst the boys and, you know, hopefully I can repeat itself down the track.
It must be hard, mate, the conditions over there in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, it's very difficult.
But, oh, wow.
No one's going to prepare to use that as an excuse, you know. It's, you know, we had ample time to I guess, acclimatise, but, you know, in saying that, you don't really acclimatise, do you? But it's a factor that you just have to accept.
and mate Todi Popovic, what do you sort of get the feeling, the things that he'd like your team to do well to try and take a lead going into this away game, so the Wanderers? What do you have to do really well against Al Hilal?
I think our defensive discipline, you know, has got to be spot on. We can't afford to give them an inch and or switch off at any time. You know, we're capable of goals in any game. We know that. So, you know, we just got to be really, and that's not just with the defenders, or, you know, we have to be spot on as a whole 11 and people that are coming on to really nail down, you know, our jobs and our discipline.
Nikolai, very special what you guys have achieved, mate. We wish you well come Saturday.
All right, cheers. Thank you.
Play well. Nikolai Topper-Stanley there. He will have a big role, won't he, in defence. But they'll be focused. They've lost a couple in the A-League, but they'll be focused, TK.
Yeah, it's a long season. If they can get through to this and win this final, that would be massive. The Wanderers, $2.35, so that home ground advantage is vital. $2.35, the Wanderers at tab.com.au. The draw, $3.10. Al Hilal, $3. Don't want them to get an away goal at Pertuk Stadium.